spring, summer stuff coming in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Birkenstocks and Rockport sandals and moving that way. Getting kids tennis shoes. Taking care of all the mom's needs.
Yeah, if you have a unusual foot, you want to go to Miller Shoes.
Well, we'll take usual feet, too.
Well, regular or irregular feet.
Correct. All of the above.
So what's going on at the county?
Well, we meet tonight. The Board of Commissioners have their monthly meeting. And we've been working this month with Consumers Energy through the Administrative Controller's Office to negotiate a contract for them to get on the 800 system. This will help us in emergencies. It'll help them all the time. It'll add extra hardware to the network and make it so Jackson functions in an emergency very, very well. And we have a planned rehearsal coming up in April. So this will help. This won't be ready by then, but it'll enhance things going forward for Jackson County. It'll add channels to the system. It'll add hardware to the system and make it so that the consumers' energy vehicles can directly be involved with us if there is an emergency, similar to a wind event or something like that that really takes out the power in Jackson. And we can work with them and coordinate through our emergency services.
So how does it help consumers? Does it just make things run quicker?
Well, it puts them on the 800 hertz system, which will allow them then to communicate with their whole network across the state of Michigan, and also connects them then regionally and nationally to be involved in events that occur to the power grid across the United States and across the Midwest, and helps everyone react faster and more efficiently and gives us a positive communication. But it also allows for them to also add stuff to our network, but as in physically on our towers. And it makes for better conductivity for everybody involved, and conductivity is the ability to communicate from vehicle to vehicle. So it will be very helpful to all organizations.
Is that costly?
It is, but consumers is paying the front load cost on the new equipment, about $500,000. And then they're going to, from us, purchase radios, and everything will match up. So we'll be in very good shape. Mike Overton in the Administrative Controller's Office spent quite a bit of time costing this whole thing out, negotiating with Consumers Energy. It'll be a positive for both organizations. It shows another example of Jackson and its public-private partnership stepping forward to make sure that the public is safe going forward if there ever is an emergency.
So sounds like a done deal, Steve.
Yeah, it is. It is. The Board of Commissioners will vote on the final program tonight,
and
the contract, and then it'll go forward, and it'll involve installation over the summer and getting everything up and operational, and then distributing the microphones and going through a microphone key check and all of this type of thing. And it'll, like I said, it'll get everyone who needs to be when we're dealing with an incident on the same page. There's not changing phones and changing phones, or you talking on a mic and then trying to translate something to somebody. The person directly involved in the incident can speak directly to the person who best can support them to clear up the problem.
Anything else tonight?
Well, a lot of housework from the end of the year. The carryovers from last year's budget will be transferred tonight. We'll be putting all that together. JCDOT is rolling out its plan to fill potholes and get things going as we come out of the weight scale issue of not being able to drive heavy trucks on the road right now. We have that going on. We're working on our Act 51 road certification, which is giving the state of Michigan the book of all the roads that we're going to be working on this next year, and putting that operation together. And also updating quite a bit of equipment out at JC Dot in the form of a scale replacement, and again, more vehicles to make sure the roads are properly maintained and taken care of in Jackson County. And then I will begin work on the final bits and pieces of Summit Township and going full bore into Blackman Township and getting their roads paved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, it's going to still be a busy road paving year. And as we all know, 94 is going to be very involved this year. So yeah, but it's what we need to do. It's what the stuff we need to update. It's the things we need to take care of, you know, and we're moving forward with that. And we've also partnered with Hillsdale and Lenawee County and our medical examiner office, and we're in the process of taking the administrative assistant to a full-time position, which is going to be very helpful, again, to all three organizations in dealing with the medical examiner's office and everything we've seen this last year in dealing with everything that's gone on data-wise and dealing with the go-forward type thing. So, yes.
So that's not that's not a full-time position?
It wasn't in Jackson. It was a part-time position.
Uh-huh.
You know, you only and now you have the three counties coming together, and you're going to make it a full-time position, and so it'll be truly advantageous. There really wasn't enough work for a medical examiner's office in this day and age, with everything, with people typically being with hospice or being directly under a doctor's care. There's very few suspicious deaths. And so we'll be putting those all together again. Like I said, it will make for a very good partnership of three counties again across the region to work in a cost saving direction for all the taxpayers of those three counties. So yeah.
Well, we had a pretty interesting discussion here just about a week ago with Eric Beda regarding the anti-discrimination policy. I know they have a final document prepared. Have you looked at that or read that?
Well, they turned over a final document to the county attorneys to go over that document. And we're waiting for them to return and make sure everything is organized on that document and taken care of. Yeah, the commissioners, while not on the ad hoc committee for anti-discrimination, I know that commissioners have been attending, watching, and observing and listening this past year in dealing with this. So it's an opportunity for the county to show everything it was already doing and put together a program that will help Jackson County going forward with its strategic planning and other issues, and also make sure that we are in a good position with anti-discrimination. Most people don't realize that Jackson did a lot of this stuff already, thanks to our previous HR director. He stepped up and made sure that we weren't breaking any rules or violating anything or that type of stuff. And now we're working on the second document, and we're going to wait and see what the attorneys say about it before the full commission gets to see it. And I'm sure it'll be returned to the Anti-Discrimination Committee first, and then it'll be coming to the full Board of Commissioners for discussion.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't easy. Not easy work.
Well, no, because when you're dealing with hot button emotional issues, as we both know, you need to be thorough in your plan. You need to be cognizant of everyone involved, and remember that working on an anti-discrimination, because of Elliot Larson, because of federal laws, because we're a component unit of state government, a lot of this different things, while applied directly to us, we're already doing. So what you're doing is you're putting a lot of this down into writing. You know, you're carving it into stone, if you would, Greg. And you want to make sure, because once you do that, that your procedures and policies and everything are organized and properly carried out. So
it it sounds like you don't expect a lot of big change then at all.
We'll watch and see. Would be the best example. I think that the Board of Commissioners, some of them feel that we're doing a very good job already, and mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about an equity policy statement tonight, and voting on that. Jackson County acknowledges the need to cultivate a workplace that is a welcoming environment for all persons. We proactively bring to light instances of unconscious bias to employment practices and provide equitable opportunities for employees to engage in professional development. With that in mind, now we have to start down the road again of building trust, providing education and developing, make sure we're collaborating, focusing on equity and accountability. And I believe that that's where the Board of Commissioners will be.
Okay, and that's April?
That'll begin in April. That's right.
Okay.
That'll begin in, and there'll be, you and I will have many times to talk about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Steve, thanks for the visit.
Certainly, and I hope everybody enjoys spring, and hope everyone remember to jump forward. Hey, yeah,
it's
this is Michigan spring. Come on, we got to have an ice storm on St. Patrick's Day,
it's
right?
March 16th, spring.
That's right. Well, we have an ice storm on St. Patrick's Day every year just to celebrate my son's birthday.
There you go.
So, tomorrow he turns 32 on St. Patrick's
Day. Wow, happy birthday.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Take care.
County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.